Listener Production.
Morning, I'm Sean Maynard with your Adelaide News Briefing. Well, starting in the US, where a person of interest has just been arrested after allegedly opening fire at a July 4 parade, killing six people. 22-year-old Robert Bobby Crimo was identified as the target of a manhunt. It's understood he opened fire from a rooftop some 10 minutes into the event at Highland Park. The Danish courts remanded a man allegedly responsible for a shopping centre shooting in custody. The 22-year-old charged with three counts of murder, four of attempted murder, police say it appears to be a random attack. Parts of New South Wales remain underwater today as those deadly floods continue in and around Sydney, where 250 defence troops are being deployed to assist. Forecaster Tom Boyk says the wild weather over there is unlikely to make its way here to SA.
We're under the influence of a high pressure system, which has been a slow moving system over the last few days, and that will sort of continue to dominate the weather over SA, and the system to the east won't be coming anywhere near South Australia.
And Queensland researchers have found funnel web spider venom could prevent organ damage caused by heart attacks or stroke when given to mice immediately after. It's been shown to prevent damage to the heart cells, muscles and brain cells. Human trials will begin next year. The Crows are having a light session as they set their sights on Sunday's clash with Hawthorn at Marvel. Forward Darcy Fogarty suffered a dislocated finger against Melbourne but should be okay to play. At Richmond, confirming it will appeal the one match ban dished out to Nick Flostein. The star defender struck Eagle Connor West with an elbow in the late stages of Sunday's win. Coach Damien Hardwick telling Fox Footy while the act was unnecessary, it didn't deserve a suspension.
It's probably just looking at where the contact was. So we'll go through that, but ideally we'll probably challenge that.
Now, the Tigers have already lost Dustin Martin to a hamstring injury for their finals shaping clash with Gold Coast.
Listener.